Lord, lift me up, and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your place then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Our study in the Word of God has now taken us to Matthew chapter 6, and we've been looking at the model prayer. Now, last time, if you were with me, you know that we read this prayer, Matthew 6, 8 through 13. It says, "Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Well, I looked last time at some instructions for praying. Once again, it's not wrong to pray this prayer, but this prayer is given to us as a model prayer. First, I mentioned the fact in verse 9 it says that we are to pray, when we pray, to include worship. It says, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." The word hallowed means reverence. In other words, to worship. And then also in verse 9, prayer to God is personal. That verse says, "Our Father." In other words, it's my Father, it's your Father, if you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's personal. And then prayer is to include other Christians. Our Father. Other Christians. Hebrews 10:25 says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." Well, we keep looking on and we see in verse 10 of Matthew 6, prayer is to include submission. It says, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." When we pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven," we are submitting to God's will, and we are praying with expectation. We're waiting, and we're trusting God. And then in verse 11, prayer is to include petition. "Give us this day our daily bread." And this is the first time in the model prayer that we're asking for something. And just as we pray for our daily physical food for nutrition, we should also pray for our daily spiritual nutrition, our daily spiritual food. And one way we get that is to go to the Lord in prayer, pray and ask Him for our food, go to the Word of God and ask Him to open up the Bible to us and let us feed upon the Word of God. And I also see in verse 12 that prayer is to include confession. "And forgive us our debts," it says, "as we forgive our debtors." We are to forgive and forget, cast behind us what God has cast behind His back. In other words, it says in Psalm 103 and verse 12, "As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us." We are to forgive others for any wrongs they have done to us, or what we perceive to be a wrong done to us. When someone does us wrong, forget about it. We should never lose sleep over someone else's sin of doing us wrong. We should never have the attitude of retaliation. Now, I mentioned this last time. Remember what Romans 12:19 says, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." Well, prayer is also to include dependence. It says, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." That's verse 13 of Matthew 6. We who are saved depend on Christ through the shedding of His blood to save us. Jesus Christ, the one who had the power to save us, also has the power to keep us. We depend upon Him. Romans chapter 8 and verse 35 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness, or peril, or sword? And we keep reading verses 37 through 39. It says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us from Christ. The things mentioned in verses 38 through 39 of Romans chapter 8 includes anything and everything, including ourselves. It says, nor any other creature. Creature, verse 39, this includes us personally, or anyone else for that matter. No one can separate us from the love of Christ. No one can make us unsaved because Jesus saved us. Now, we can also trust the one who saved us to keep us safe. Psalm 119, verses 116 and 17, it says, uphold me according to thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. God protects us. The one who saved us protects us as well. And verse 13 of Matthew 6, prayer is to include faith. It says in that verse, in verse 13, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You see, we acknowledge that everything God says will happen. And when he says forever, it is forever. We believe God by faith. How does your faith grow? Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. And we keep reading, there's so many verses. 2 Peter 3:18 says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. We must stay in the word of God for our faith to grow stronger and stronger. Well, those are some of the admonitions that we find in the model prayer found in Matthew chapter 6 and Luke 11. Now, what about positions of prayer? What position should we be in? What is the right position for prayer? This may surprise you. There's many positions. First of all, I see in Mark chapter 11, verse 25, that standing in prayer is right. Matthew 11, 25 says, and when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. So it's not wrong to stand and pray. And then, sitting in prayer. Once again, I'm only going to read one verse here. It says in 1 Chronicles 17, verse 16, and David the king came and sat before the Lord and said, who am I, O Lord God, and what is mine house that thou hast brought me hitherto? And that verse, once again, David was sitting when he was praying, talking to the Lord. And then bowing in prayer is right. Exodus 34 and verse 8, and Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. Well, there's so many ways that we can pray and positions that we can be in. I'm not finished yet. Laying in prayer. I used to joke around with some of my fellow saved people and preachers, and I would say, I'm going to meditate just a little while now, and I'd lay down. And I would meditate, but you know, I found myself dozing off sometimes. But that's not wrong. Go to sleep and have the word of God on your mind and in your heart. But we need to lay in prayer and try to stay awake. Psalm 6 and verse 6 says, I am weary of my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Laying down, nothing wrong with that. And then on one's face in prayer. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 39. And he went a little further and fell on his face. Jesus is doing this now. He fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. There's nothing wrong with falling on one's face in prayer, just as our Lord did. And then I see another position is on our knees in prayer. 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 54. And it was so that when Solomon had made an end of praying, and all this prayer and supplication unto the Lord, he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. Well, once again, there used to be what was called a mourner's bench in the old churches, a mourner's bench where people would come and they would kneel down and they would pray and they'd pour their hearts out to the Lord. Would to God that we would get back to that. Now, once again, in our church, the Central Baptist Church of Ocala, Florida, we still do that. We get on our knees and we pray to God. When an invitation is given, when God has spoken to our heart, we get on our knees and we pray to God. Well, that's one way to pray, is on your knees. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. Nothing wrong with kneeling. That is a very good way to pray. And Luke 22 and verse 41, and he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed. And this is speaking, of course, of Christ. Well, once again, and one other one, we see a face between the knees in prayer. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 42, it says, so Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. Of course, this is Elijah. He was praying to God for rain. He was praying that that God would do something that he said he was going to do, and he did it. The rain came, but Elijah was a man of God who kneeled. He knelt down, but he also had his face between his knees in prayer. So let me say this. What do all the positions mentioned that I've mentioned here, what does it mean? It means that God hears the prayer of a righteous person, no matter the position of the body. It is the position of the heart that God looks at. Now, it makes no difference what position you're in, as long as you're praying, as long as you're talking to the Lord. And might I say this, that if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the prayer that he hears from you is, Lord, forgive me. I'm a sinner. I need you as my Savior. Please come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I'm tired of the sin in my life, Lord. I'm giving it to you. And now, if you pray a prayer, and the Bible talks about repentance. Repentance means that you're willing to turn from the way that you've been going, and you're turning to God. You're turning to the Lord Jesus Christ because he shed his blood on the cross of Calvary for you, that you could go to heaven one day by trusting him as your Lord and Savior. Repentance, doing an about face, turning to the Lord Jesus Christ and admitting you're a sinner and you can't save yourself, and now you're willing to go his way. Pray and ask him. We talked about prayer, and you need to pray and ask him right now, Lord, forgive me. Please come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Let me say, the prayer won't save you. It's what's in your heart. It's your attitude in your heart that will save you. It's coming to God with a contrite heart, being sorry for sin, wanting to see Jesus one day. Well, may our hearts be always bowed, for we are to pray without ceasing. And no matter where we are or what position our body is in, we need to pray on. Keep praying to the Lord Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.